I was sitting on my front stoop this afternoon for quite a while. Working like a dog. You know me. Anyway, I was staring down the block, lost in another daydream, when I spotted the mailman coming my way. And I watched him. I watched the old mailman for a good 20 minutes as he went about the business of delivering the mail. I try and stay busy. Anyway, while I was watching him, something powerful suddenly washed over me. A strong, strong sense that I was looking at something quite old, quite antiquated. The mailman. The simple mailman. Suddenly, I felt myself jettisoned into the future, where mailmen would no longer exist. And I felt myself thinking back, wistfully, to the days when we had mailmen. I felt what it will feel like to look back on mailmen. And suddenly, the mailman in my mind was as quaint a notion as the Pony Express. Suddenly, the idea of a mailman was as simple and forgotten a notion of yesteryear as the country doctor making house calls. And for a moment there, I wholeheartedly, deeply, profoundly appreciated the presence of the mailman in our neighborhood. The fact that we had a real human being going door to door, delivering things to us, and doing so every day. A real live human being. There still are one or two places out there where real live thinking, feeling, breathing, walking, talking human beings do the work. They hand things to you. They smile. They talk a little bit with you, and they shuffle on. How quaint. How old-fashioned that seems. How fleeting these moments are. Mailmen. We will not have mailmen by the time I'm an old man. They will have been usurped by some other medium. I guarantee that. So notice your mailman the way you forgot to notice your milkman. Remember your milkman? Notice your mailman the way you forgot to treasure that five and dime that disappeared. Appreciate your mailman as you failed to appreciate that old guy next door, now long dead. Treasure the mailman. He's on his way out. When he came by our house, my dog bit him up pretty good. Just a little warning to you mailmen. Don't run out of the biscuits. The dogs like those, and they get used to it. And when you don't have them, well, case in point, they can get angry. But even while my dog was chewing up that mailman, chewing him up good, there was something about that that I appreciated, the unpredictability of it. One day, automation will make how we receive our messages, our bills, so predictable. Who would have thought that this mailman would have passed our yard and been damn near eaten alive by an Australian shepherd? He got him good, drew a lot of blood. But you know what? For my boys who were with me, watching with the same intensity that they might watch an X-Files episode, it was a lesson in the beauty of keeping human beings in the process because of what they bring to it. Something no machine can ever match. The mailman died at 7:47 this evening. He was pronounced dead. He was a hell of a guy. His replacement has a tough act to follow. Good luck to you.